The Alaska Municipal League, a coalition of local governments, has been leading the effort since a 2018 U.S. Supreme Court decision that paved the way for the sales tax collection. In Alaska, the result is something called the Remote Sellers Sales Tax Commission, with a board of directors and a staff that will be collecting from online companies and paying that money to municipalities. AML Executive Director Nils Andreasen gave an update by phone at this month's first assembly meeting.
As you know, this is something that the Alaska Municipal League has been working with many of our local governments on for the last year and a half. And the approach so far from local governments has been to focus on the ways in which this levels the playing field for local businesses and essentially removes the discount on online purchases that's been in place.
Some companies have already been voluntarily collecting and sending that sales tax direct to municipalities, but the commission has drafted a single statewide tax code for collection and payment, as outlined by the court decision. The tax code allows local governments to continue with different tax rates and exemptions. Andreasen said the commission is up and running.
We are live in terms of our ability to collect on your behalf. Our websites are up, both for jurisdictions to register, but also sellers to register, and once they've begun collecting, to start remitting. And we've got a good platform in place to support both business and local governments.
Other municipalities have already adopted the tax code, including Juneau, Homer, Kenai, and Seward. Many others, like Petersburg, have already signed on as commission members and are in the process of voting on code adoption. Petersburg's assembly back in December passed a resolution to join. Borough Finance Director Jody Tao said estimates of what Petersburg could see in new revenue are wide-ranging, anywhere from 5% to 30% of the borough's annual collection amount, which is just over $3 million. That could mean anywhere from $150,000 to $900,000 a year in new revenue.
Really, no. I mean, we don't really know. You know, maybe, and it's different for every community, right? If smaller communities on islands probably order more online than someone in a larger community that there's more products available. So only time will tell, I guess.
The sales tax collection applies only to companies that do more than $100,000 in sales or 200 transactions a year statewide. The tax code passed unanimously in its first reading and takes two more before it becomes law. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.